This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Tonight is the last night of Hanukkah, when the traditional Jewish holiday custom of candle lighting comes to an end. But there's one Massachusetts nonprofit that wants to keep Judaism strong in people's home all year round. The PJ Library, as in pajama library, was created 5 years ago by a Western Mass entrepreneur named Harold Grinspoon. His group partners with local organizations to send out free books with Jewish themes to families in the United States and Canada. Radio Boston's Jessica Alpert visited a family here in Boston that's receiving some of those PJ Library books.
Becky Schuster-Wright and her 5-year-old daughter Sage are winding down from a long day when I visit them in their Hyde Park home. We settle in on the couch and start looking through Sage's favorite PJ Library books. First up, Nine Chairs, a story about a very crowded Passover Seder.
We've plenty of silverware, glasses, and dishes, enough food for seconds. The house smells
delicious.
Sage's pile of PJ books has a wide thematic range, everything from Jewish history to Jewish holidays. And this content is important to Sage's mom, Becky, who is Jewish, and her husband, who is African American.
We made the decision before Sage was born that we wanted her to be fully exposed to African-American culture and fully exposed to Jewish culture. And it's a lot of work to do that.
PJ Library makes it a little easier. Each month, Sage gets a book from the organization like this one that seems especially written for her. It's called The Only One Club.
Because only one person celebrates Hanukkah.
And is that how it is in your class at school?
Sage is the only child who celebrates Hanukkah in her class, but this book makes being the only one something everyone can relate to. One child only wears dresses to school, another has an identical twin, and ending the isolation of being Jewish is exactly what Harold Grinspoon hoped for when he created PJ Library some 5 years ago. Less than 100 miles away from the Schuster Wright's living room, Grinspoon, an 80-year-old real estate entrepreneur, laughs a little when he remembers who gave him the idea for PJ Library. But I know I must keep traveling till my road comes to an end. Yes, that's Dolly Parton. Grinspoon heard a story about her book program called Imagination Library.
And she's giving away these books to needy kids.
What if we did this for Jewish families, the philanthropist wondered. So Grinspoon, a tongue cancer survivor eager to give back, assembled a team. Director of PJ Library, Marcy Greenfield Simons, says the program has seen rapid growth.
To go from December 2005 to sending out 200 books a month, to now sending out over 65,000 books a month, we just never envisioned that.
The program is free, and there's a long waiting list in some communities. And while some PJ families are not Jewish, most identify with Judaism in some way.
This program is really meant to help bring the joys of Judaism to life for families who aren't necessarily yet engaged in organized Jewish life.
PJ's goal is to promote meaningful discussions between parent and child. Back in the Schuster-Wright household, we're reading a new book called Bagels for Benny.
From the earth, answered Benny. And who made the earth? God did, Benny replied. Now, do you remember what do some people think God is, Sage?
The God conversation is definitely on that list of meaningful conversations. And including theistic books is something that PJ wrestles with. But one thing is for certain, the PJ Library has single-handedly re-energized the Jewish publishing industry. Marcy Greenfield Simons.
We've been able to bring wonderful books that were out of print back into print, as well as inspire our young authors to generate manuscripts that fill a void in the PJ Library book lineup. So we're very excited to have probably another 18 books that are in the process of publication that will be joining our lineup over the next couple of years.
With this infusion of new books, the program continues to change the way many families with young children approach Judaism.
When Sage was young, it was important to us that the first things that she learned about Judaism be about generosity and kindness, because we understood that over time there would be important lessons about the painful history of being Jewish, and it's not time for that quite yet. It will be soon. And that's very much, I think, the impression that she has so far because of PJ Library.
Sage is already looking forward to next month's present from PJ Library. And 2 million books and over $100 million later, Harold Grinspoon says there's no work more satisfying.
That was Radio Boston's Jessica Albert.